Now, I've given you four cons. I've only given you three pros. I started to go ahead and just wait until the next time we revisit this topic to give you the fourth con. And again, keeping in mind that by the time this discussion is over, we'll have close to the same number of pros and cons. But I decided that since we're not at the end yet, that I'll go ahead and give you one more con just so that for today's discussion, we'll have the same number of pros and cons. So I've given you four pros. Here's your fourth con. We say that mandatory vaccines infringe upon constitutionally protected religious freedoms. Several religions oppose vaccines and mandatory vaccinations. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In the ruling for Cantwell versus Connecticut, the U.S. Supreme Court held that state and local governments' infringement upon religious freedom is also unconstitutional. Some Christian Scientists consider vaccinations against their religion because founder Mary Baker Eddy stated that the calm Christian state of mind is a better preventative of contagion than a drug or than any other possible sanative method. The perfect love that casteth out fear is a sure defense. Amish communities do not view all vaccinations as necessary, and some believe that vaccinations weaken the immune system. The Church of Illumination states that the teachings of the church unequivocally affirm that injections of vaccines and inoculations are a violation of these biblical teachings. Immunizations and vaccinations are a form of blood pollution because they have devastating effects on the regeneration of the soul that each church member seeks to attain. The Universal Family Church believes that parents should decide whether their children should be vaccinated and that God intends the health decisions of individuals should be honored by all authorities. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, about that? So we have the rights in general, and now religious rights in particular. How are you impacted by those thoughts? How about the thought that the vaccinations can do damage, harm, injury to the soul? All right. We will be revisiting this topic again, as I mentioned. We're trying to gather information so that we can again make a well-informed decision as to what position we'll take when it comes to vaccinating or not vaccinating our children. Has this been a tough one for any of you? And this is what I mean when I say a tough one. Have you kind of thought within yourselves, you know, I really don't like this idea of putting this stuff in my children's body, in my child's body, but what if the alternative is worse than the possible harm done by vaccinating? What if things really can be worse if my child is not vaccinated? And you almost saw one as being the lesser of two evils for real. The lesser of two evils. You viewed it that way. Hard to decide whether to see the glass as half empty or to see it as half full. On the other hand, how many of you have found it very, very easy to just go ahead, take your child in, and have your child vaccinated, feeling confident that that was truly the better way to go? All right. We'll be, again, revisiting that. Some more, you get a chance to hear some more pros, some more cons, and maybe you can add what you're hearing to your arsenal of perspectives, thoughts, feelings that you already had. See what kind of decision you come to. All right, now, looking at health matters a little further, let's take a look at the pros, cons, courtesy again of procon.org, of medical marijuana. And the big question is, should marijuana be a medical option? You've heard me share some information with you about medical marijuana. We talked about some of the risks, some of the benefits, etc. And now we'll get a chance to hear about benefits and risks, but this time from a pro-con perspective. Again, hearing what those who are pros have to say because they're in favor of it. Hearing what those who are on the con side have to say because they're opposed to the notion of medical marijuana. But let's go ahead and get some general information first. Starting with the fact that Deepak Cyril D'Souza, MD and professor of psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine, and Mohini Ranganathan, assistant professor of psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine, stated the following in their June 2015 editorial titled "Medical Marijuana: Is the Cart Before the Horse?" And this was published in Journal of the American Medical Association. For most qualifying conditions, approval has relied on low-quality scientific evidence, anecdotal reports, individual testimonials, legislative initiatives, and public opinion. Imagine if other drugs were approved through a similar approach. Now, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of where you stand on this whole issue of whether marijuana should be a medical option, I think that that thought is one that really should be deeply considered. How much public opinion was brought into play with regards to this whole notion of whether or not marijuana should be allowed as a medical option. Anecdotal reports, individual testimonials, legislative initiatives, and scientific evidence was so questionable all across the board, all along the way, that that was one of the reasons that it was so difficult for people to make a decision about whether or not it should be allowed as medicine. That's probably one of the reasons it's so difficult even now for many, to make a decision. Be thinking about it. Till next time.